This is Chip Brim, and you're listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Get ready to receive a word that will impact your life.
Are y'all hearing this? In other words, my son, my daughter, this book, you don't have to read. But if you want to succeed, and you want to be prosperous, and you want a 24-hour prescription to all your health, not only that, if you read it and listen to it and hear it, your faith will grow. Where's this book? You got seven of them. See how our perspective on reading the Bible. You don't have to. And he ain't gonna make you. But there's something about that perception and that heart and that willingness and that humility that says, I get to. That God, it activates God. He does not say he loves the giver. Are y'all getting this or not? He loves the giver who says, I get to. Oh, come on. Oh. When do I get this book? Man, there is a movie. Candy's going to go, don't recommend that movie. I recommended that movie to a minister once, and man, I got raked over the coals on social media. But this movie was about a book. The book of, and it's got some gross, but the whole thing about that book was, it was the last Bible, the last copy, and the whole world was fighting for that book. Because that's where the power was. Y'all seeing what I'm talking about? So the perception of that of the world, they were fighting in all of this. And it was so valuable to that one guy, Denzel Washington, he memorized it, even though he couldn't see. Wow. Because in that book was life. And in that book was health. And in that book was success. And in that book was power. And in that book was faith to move mountains. Are y'all getting this or not? God said, I wrote that book so you get to. Amen. Oh, you don't have to. Just sit yourself right there. Go watch Super Bowl. You don't have to. You don't have to. How's that been working out for you? But the perception and the foundation has not been laid right. And so my people's perceptions, difficult for them to change like it would be for that young person who learned about the importance of the brain. And Christians need to learn the importance of the book and the words. Amen. Not you have to. Say, I get to. So I continued preaching these topics, different topics, after I was preaching this. And I started preaching on walking in love. And I started preaching on giving and tithing. And I started preaching on enduring. Remember that one? And praise and worship. And thanksgiving. And after each one of them, I would hear in me, you get to. I'd hear that. I'd come back and I'd write it. And the Lord would talk to me. He said, I get to principle is the key to victorious living, abundant living. I get to is the champion perspective of the undefeated church. I'd write this down. I get to, when you operate in full force of I get to and you live by I get to and it comes out of your mouth on everything I get to and you meditate and you think about it, you say it, you wear it. No, honey, I get to. Then always benefits will follow. He said it's a law. Amen. Now, he showed me two families. Before we get into some of these examples, he showed me two families of words here that you got to understand to lay down this,
to unveil this revelation. The I get to family and the I have to family. And these are words that are associated with these two families. Whether you want to see it like a wagon wheel, a family of words, or however, but the I get to family starts out with humility. And we'll get to this here in just a second. What does God say about the humble? What does God say about humility? Oh, he exalts it. The humble, you know who the humble are? They get to. You know who the compassion are? They get to. You know who the willing are? Have you ever went through the Bible and found out about the willing and what they get and how God loves a willing heart? Are y'all getting this or not? It's the attitude, that family, that is all about humility. It's not about self. Selfishness is the key word to the I have to. Honey, I have to go to work. And let's see who gets the raise or the promotion of the other coworker who gets to. Now, I'm talking about the world, not even in the Bible. This is a principle and a law that he put into motion. And God goes by the heart. Is it willing? Many have been obedient, but not willing. Many are serving, but not willing. They have a different motive, and God knows their motive. And it's in the wrong family. It's in the pride family. It's in the about them family. Is anybody getting there? Oh, I'm telling you, it's changed me. It's changed me. I say it every day, maybe dozens of times a day. I get to. Candy was talking about it was late and she had forgotten, wanted to make something and for the church or some outing. And it was, 10:30, whatever. She's getting her shoes. I got to go to Walmart and get this. I don't have honey, let me do it. Why? Because I get to. Now, will that benefit me? Yeah. Always. Somebody say always. No, I'm talking about your boss. Your boss, will that benefit you? You coming in early, you bringing in donuts, you sweeping the floor, you helping and being nice to coworkers, you helping them with their, instead of I have to and I got to and I, so let's just see who gets more benefits than that. And we have been taught you have to go to church. Well, it's a truth. I mean, you know what I'm talking about in its own way, but it was the wrong developing of the background so that we can go on and see quicker and faster our perception. Are y'all all right? Everybody say, I get to. So the family of words I get to is humility, willingness, honor. When someone honors someone, they don't have to. I guess you could, but when you get to honor someone, what does God say about that? Oh, I'll honor you. Spiritual law. Children, honor your parents. Will there be any benefits to that? Does God say any benefits to that? Long line. Husbands, honor your wives. Is there any benefits to that? Because it was coming out of that humble heart. Now, the have-to family is pride, selfish, flesh, slothful, or grudgingly. Grudgingly. Okay, now, God said to me, Chip, I never made you, and you didn't have to get saved. You got to. You don't have to believe. You get to. You don't have to speak words of faith, read the Bible. You don't have to love your neighbor. You don't have to give. You get to. Man, what other pastor is preaching from their pulpit? You don't have to do any of this stuff. You don't have to praise and worship. But Chip, wait a minute. Now watch this. You ever heard the road theory? Brother Hagin, you're either on the road or you're in this ditch or that one. Does that make sense to you? Stay on the road. In everything you can get, I'm talking about faith, I'm talking about everything, you can get off the road and in a ditch. What I'm talking about is you can get so extreme over here and so extreme on the other side. Are you with me? Just stay in the road. You'll be fine. So there's going to be people who hear this, and they're going to think, hey, now these guys are in this ditch over here. Or they're on that little great, you're pretty close to the ditch. But you're not hearing the warning signs. You're telling me I get to judge others? You're telling me I get to turn my neighbor's cheek? You're telling me I get to sin? Now see, you can totally take this teaching and do that. Well, you're saying that. This is what the Bible calls being misled. All right? And these are acts of selfishness, not humility. These are acts of pride. These are not of God and His Word. Let's go to Galatians 6, 7, and 8 in the Message. This wraps it up really good. Everybody watch this if that's you that was thinking that. Don't be misled. No one makes a fool of God. What a person plants, he will harvest. The person who plants what? Say it again. Selfishness. Not humility. Not for others. For themselves. What I just told you was all about you and yourself and your pride. When I said I want to slap my, I just want to give them a piece of my mind. That's all about you. Are y'all getting the difference here? This is not what God's talking about here. No. And those who plant selfishness, ignoring the needs of others, that's why we're here. Amen. Reach the world. Reach the lost. Don't ignore them. Don't ignore, ignoring God. God's plan. You know what? Those people who plant that selfishness, they will harvest a crop of weeds. And all he'll have to show for his life is what? Good luck with that. So you're telling me I can still go to heaven and do all that? Yeah, and you will live in weeds. Destruction after destruction. Here it comes, legally. You're in the weeds, man. And you're crying out to God in those weeds. You're telling me I can do this? Hey, you want to harvest that and do that?
Hey, it's Chip again. Thanks for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. And if you're ever in the Tulsa area, we would love to invite you to Billy Brim's church, where me and my wife Candace serve as the senior pastors. And if you want to plan your visit, you can contact us at 918-371-4589 or check out our website at www.aglorious.church. By the way, we had the best youth rally in the world every year in Branson, Missouri. Find out how to attend or partner up with us at www.championsforchrist.org. That's champions with the number 4, Christ.org. And remember, champions always prevail.